For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline. Where the game starts. All right, you guys, welcome to Believe in Rams, part of the Believe Network. Aaron Coscarelli back with you. Of course, you know the drill. Be sure to subscribe, comment, rate, follow us on this podcast. You can also catch us on Believe and, you know, add us right there on the little social media tabs. Okay. We have an amazing show for you today. We always do, but this one, I am so excited to have Andrew Siciliano join us. We're breaking down the schedule release. It literally happened yesterday, and there is no better person than the Rams preseason play-by-play voice, Mr. Siciliano. Let's get right to it. Let's get this party started, because I can't think of a better person to discuss, break down the Rams 2024 schedule than the guy, the voice himself of the Rams preseason. And by the way, I should also say your name, Andrew Siciliano. Hi, how are you?
Coscarelli, how are you, more importantly?
From one paisan to another, it's so good to see you. I know I saw you this weekend, but thank you for taking the time, because I know there really isn't a better person. In fact, actually, you are the voice of the Rams preseason. Before we actually get into the games, did you check out the schedule release video? How clever.
I did. I thought it was great. Some teams go for, like, we want nothing but laughs. Some teams go for, like, the insult comic kind of role. I think the Rams are kind of right in the middle. There's no insults. It was all kind of, like, playful jabs. Like, you and I were talking off the air here, like, Stafford Field, right? Like, Puka walking out as the fire starter. I thought that stuff was great. Yeah. Everybody tries to one-up each other. It is the Super Bowl for social media teams around the NFL. The creative people behind the scenes with all 32 have been honestly working on some of these ideas since during last season. You know, sitting in traffic, somebody gets an idea, ooh, I want to do this. And then, believe me, these teams sit around a table and they spitball ideas and they go through mock-ups and listen, people spend so much time on these things. I thought the Rams nailed it. I thought the Titans nailed it again, where, you know, they did, you know, what's her name? Red Stallion Girl back on the sidewalk. I thought the Falcons were really good. Patriots were fun. Chargers are always snarky and fun. Sometimes a little mean spirited, but snarky and fun. Look, they were all good in their own way. You're playing to the audience. The Browns with the bowling. I don't know if you saw that. Like, they had the Chief, David Njoku, when they brought up the Chiefs game, he did the big Chief touchdown celebration. He threw a bowling ball through the wood. I guess he had to see it, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I loved it. You know, LA's was very clever. The race to New Orleans, obviously New Orleans is the Super Bowl location this year. And, you know, they did get a little snarky, the Donald Field billboard for their Week 9 game against
Seattle.
The Seahawks. Why is that, Andrew? Because
Aaron Donald has owned Russell Wilson of the Seahawks over the years. Now, granted, Russell wasn't there last year. Russell won't be there this year, barring something amazingly unforeseen. Yeah. But yeah, I believe, and I don't know if the number is still accurate after last year, but I think Aaron had the most career sacks against him, Russell, that is, than any other quarterback. He terrorized the guy.
Yeah.
I believe Russell tweeted something like, thank God when Aaron retired a few weeks ago, something like that. Somebody looked that up. They did that one. They did one with Arizona as well with Study Hall Field, I think it was, something like that. Anyway, they're fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's a big storyline this year, which we'll, you know, maybe we'll, if we have time, we can get into, because yes, Russell Wilson, although not in the division anymore, will never have to see Aaron Donald again because Donald hung it up. Imagine getting sacked by Donald, not once, but 15 times, which is the number of times he sacked Dangerous. Look, let's break down the schedule a little bit, because you know, there's going to be a new look defense we're going to see. And what can Sean McVay do without number 99 for the first time in what, how many years has it been? 12 years?
He was 2014 draft.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And legit every single year, except for the year he had an injury, and even his rookie year, he was defensive rookie of the year, right? So he's going to be missed. Preseason, you will be on ABC7 talking about the first three games starting August 11th. They have a game at home against the Cowboys. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, look, the Rams are in this unique position, the Chargers being the other team, the Jets, the Giants, in the unique position that if you play the team with whom you share your building, you automatically get two home games. This was supposed to be, and it is technically two road games out of three this year for the Rams in the preseason, but that second or that first road game is actually the Chargers. So we're at home for the Cowboys, at home for the Chargers, and then in Houston for the final preseason game, which is, I think, something we've done two or three times in the past 10, 12 years. I've been doing this. I'm lucky enough to be doing this since 2011 with them in the preseason. It's going to be a little bit different this year, and that training camp is moving again to a site to be determined. I could tell you Coscarelli, but then we'd have to mute our mics as to where training camp is going to be this year. It's going to be a little bit closer to home, I can tell you that, as the Saints are moving into Irvine. I'm always excited for the preseason, and last year was especially fun because, as you know, Sean McVay does not play any of his legitimate veteran starters. He only wants to play the kids and the rookies or the undrafted guys who are trying to make the team. So the Rams are unique in that their preseason really is a reality show. I mean, legitimately, it's jobs on the line. Not all we'll see the starters for a quarter. They're going through the motions. You cross your fingers. You hope no one gets hurt. Sean really does. Hey, guys, go win a job. And also he and Artis Twyman, the Rams PR director, give us great access. Sean will put the headset on for a series or two every game. Last year, Raheem Morris did it. Maybe Chris Shula does it this year as well. And so you get insight that you're not going to get in any of the other 31 preseason broadcasts.
I love that. Thank you for that, that insight. You know, for you, Andrew, you've been doing this for a really long time. Now that this team is, you know, so many different storylines heading into the season, what is something that you'd like to see happen in the preseason that gives you some confidence if you're a Rams fan moving forward?
That's a great question. It kind of depends on who Sean decides to play. You're not going to see whatever tweaks and whatever wrinkles and whatever Chris Shula wants to do with this defense. You're not going to see that in preseason. None of that is going to be shown on TV, and none of that is going to be shown at SoFi. I would love to see Jared Verse and Braden Fisk get on the field together and see some of their magic. I'm going to assume they're not going to play much in the preseason either, but at least get a little bit of run. Because remember, Puka didn't play last year in the preseason really at all. But see those guys get in there and see what they can do. I like to see Josh Carty as well, the new kicker, wearing 43 from Stanford. Love to see him build a little confidence at SoFi and hopefully put the kicking job to rest in the preseason so that there isn't this concern as to what you're going to do. If you could figure out kicking, and if you could figure out some of the key young pieces on defense, get their feet wet and get them ready for week one in Detroit, then I would be happy.
Yeah. Great perspective. I love hearing that. You know, week one, it's a rematch. Of course, their last year's loss in the postseason. They're going to have a Sunday night football game in primetime in Detroit. You know, talks of not having Tyler Higbee on the field. Of course, obviously, we know about Aaron Donald. How do you see this rematch with everything that's gone on between the two teams, right? Jared Goff gets that contract. How's this going to play out in your mind?
I'm not going to call the game yet. I mean, predict the game, that is, because we're too far out. I do think it's a perfect setup in that, think about it. When last they played, it was a Sunday night. It was NBC. It was wild card weekend. You go back to the same field, the same broadcast crew, the same two teams, the same two quarterbacks. It's a perfect week one game. It's a perfect week one end to your first Sunday as well. I know Matthew would love to get another shot at the Lions. He gets them in his next game. As for Tyler Higbee, I would not hold my breath, and this is not too much inside information, but that is a long comeback. That injury happened mid-January. Obviously, it's not as if that injury happened week eight and you go, oh, he'll be back ready for week one. We'll find out more when they get on the grass for OTAs and eventually for training camp in July. I'd be a little bit surprised if Higbee is there and ready week one. I hope so. I don't think I'm breaking any news. If you just look at the calendar, consider his multiple ligaments. That is a very, very tough rebound. That said, week one is when you throw all your cards on the table, stuff that you've been working on in the offseason. You're going to see a backfield share between Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. I'm excited to see that. Blake Corum's first game is back in Michigan. That'll be pretty cool. And just the whole Stafford-Goff drama. If you want to call it drama, whatever you know people want to make it to be, it's Matthew going back with another shot to win, and it's Jared fresh off the new contract. By the way, I'm thrilled for Jared. Like thrilled. I'm so happy he got another deal of that size. And yes, everybody, new quarterback contracts will all start with a five. So get used.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's do it.
That's insane, right? That is absolutely bonkers. But yes, I am. I'm so happy to see Jared. I actually covered him back in Cal years ago when I was up with CSN Bay Area, and he was always, a great guy. So it's nice to see him have success now.
Can I interrupt real quick? Jared is awesome. I agree with you, Aaron. Jared is one of the first guys to make me feel old as a member of the media.
Right.
True story. So Super Bowl 50, Panthers and Broncos, right? Super Bowl 50. Yeah. Coldplay, Beyonce at halftime. That one, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, I ran into Jared Goff, and he was coming out of Cal. So he was still in college. He had declared for the draft. Draft was a couple of months away. And he comes up to me and he goes, "Hey man, I just want to say that, like, I watched you growing up, like on the Red Zone. And, hey, this is my dad. And can I take a picture?" I'm like, "Of course, dude." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I feel old."
Yeah. Yeah. When you start to look at the rosters and you see the birth dates of these guys, you're just like, good grief. You know, you want to know something, like, honest. When I covered him, I will say this. When he first came to LA, I really was very unsure of him because he was so soft-spoken. I'm like, he doesn't have that thing that I thought he needed to have, which I'm an idiot and I'm totally wrong by that. But when I first initially, when I covered him at Cal, he was great. But I also was like, I don't see how he's going to be successful. He doesn't have that, that assassin. I mean, I guess somewhat of a silent assassin. But when I first really got to cover him, I was very unsure about Jared Goff. And I'm glad that I'm not.
I get it. It really, listen, we can't rewrite, or one day rather, the book will be written about how everything fell apart after going to the Super Bowl and losing to the Patriots in Atlanta. And it did fall apart, and they needed a breakup, and they got the breakup, and it worked out great for both sides. Worked out great for Matthew and the Rams, worked out great for Jared and the Lions. Mm-hmm. Happy for everybody, and I think everybody can agree. But people forget that if Brandon Cooks holds onto the ball in the end zone, it's a different game. It's a 3-point game in the fourth quarter. I'm not suggesting they're going to beat the Patriots that night in Atlanta. Bill Belichick and that defense and Matt Patricia and the 6-1 front, they did the job. They shut them down, and Sean knows it. And you know, listen, he still probably loses a little bit of sleep over it. But Jared, despite everything that went wrong, could have, should have, and if Brandon Cooks held on to that football, would have been in a position to win the game in the fourth quarter. It didn't happen. The ifs don't matter. The Patriots won. But the guy had an amazing season. Go back to the Coliseum and that duel against Patrick Mahomes in primetime. The duel against the Vikings and Kirk Cousins in primetime. Go back to that day in New Orleans for the NFC Championship game. Still the loudest building I've ever been in my entire life. And with his face mask, Linda Blair on the previous drive before Nickell Robey-Coleman, right? And no flag on that. They had to settle for the field goal, couldn't get in the end zone. That game would have been different and people wouldn't be complaining about the flag that wasn't thrown. Or maybe they should be complaining about the other flag. Jared played his ass off that year. And I think he showed everyone, to your point, that he does have that killer mentality. And I guess eventually I'll get to the end of this. It does not surprise me that he is doing what he is doing in Detroit. And I am happy for him.
Yeah. No, and it worked out for obviously both parties involved. And you're right. Killer mentality. I mean, he has, he's able to get it done. And I'm glad it worked out for him because I am wrong. I am glad that I'm wrong. I was uncertain about Jared Goff when he was at Cal or certainly moving on to the NFL. And I am very glad I'm wrong about that. I want to be very respectful of your time, and I'm not going to go through every single team, but I do have a question for you with regards to division rivals. You know, Kyler Murray now a full year removed from that ACL injury. Should the Rams, you know, take them serious as they should with any division rival, but is this a team to be concerned about? Because I believe they beat them twice last year.
Yeah, they've generally had their number, and Sean generally had Cliff Kingsbury's number when Cliff was head coach. Obviously, Jonathan Gannon, now year number two. I think the Cardinals, if you look at the rosters, 1 to 32 would probably be in the bottom two or three in terms of overall talent that is on the field. But the last 2 years, Monty Austin Fort's, I think, done a pretty good job in starting to build that back. And obviously Marvin Harrison this year starts to build that back. If you look at the offensive numbers for the Cardinals, Aaron, the second half of last season when Kyler got back, got healthy, I think a lot of us were surprised they did put him on the field, but they did. They got his feet wet with Drew Petzing and the new offense. And I think they started to turn a corner a little bit in the second half of the year. I'm not suggesting that this is a team that could compete to win the NFC West, not with the Rams and the 49ers in this division and whatever the Seahawks turn out to be. They're still a good team. But yes, they undoubtedly will be better. And I do think Kyler is in position to have a very big bounce back year. Now, what does that look like? It's a much different offense than what he was playing pre-injury under Kingsbury. It's more of what, well, it's honestly more of a Rams Niners quote unquote Shanahan system offense, what Shane Waldron was running as well up there in Seattle the last couple of years before he went to the Bears. What do they do this year with Kyler to adapt? That remains to be seen. I don't think that they're putting a square peg in a round hole, but shorter version of this answer, I do think that they're I don't think they're a playoff team at all, but they will be much more competitive than a year ago.
Yeah, well, they don't have an easier matchup the following week either. They stay in the division. They play the 49ers week 3 and week 15, Thursday night football. The 49ers and them split the season last year, and now that new look defense is going to get a tough test coming off the game against Kyler Murray. How do you see this rematch against the division rivals and the Niners looking?
Well, I was actually going on my official NFL ticket exchange this morning to see if those Niners tickets were selling as the home opener yet, just to see what the market was and to see, you know, what people thought about already. It's going to be the home opener. It's going to be loud as all get up. I do think the Rams could go into that game at 2-0. At worst case scenario, they're 1-1. I love it. I love it in the late window there on Fox. And this is going to be the first test for Chris Shula's defense, and really the O-line. Second year with this kind of run game, more of a gap scheme. I hate to use the word test their toughness, right? But it's been a physical battle, one that very often the Rams have not won over the last how many every years against the 49ers. They got bigger with Jared Verse. They're getting bigger on the O-line with Jonah Jackson. They're getting bigger by moving Steve Avila to center. This team has gotten the last 2 years. It is back into their DNA to be big and physical. And the Lions will be a test, certainly, but this will definitely be the divisional test that you circle there in September.
Well, I love that you say that, Andrew, because I don't want to go through every single game, but I do want to ask you, the toughest stretch of their season, is it in the beginning? Because they have a week 6 bye, right? So
yeah,
a little early, which I'm sure Sean McVay doesn't love.
Yeah. So they're not thrilled with that, I could tell you. Look, you could have a bye earlier. Thankfully, week 6 isn't the worst, but with a 17-game season over 18 weeks, I would much rather see it later. The two things that really stand out to me here is, I'll give you three. Number one, they don't get on a plane in the month of October. They get the Packers at home, they get the bye, they get the Raiders and the Vikings here in October. Then their next road game is a short one to Seattle. Last year, we had only one home game in primetime, and that was the Saints in December. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be a meaningful game earlier in the year when you got the schedule you didn't think it would be, but that was it. They have three consecutive primetime home games this year in the middle of the season, which is great. You get the Vikings on a Thursday. You get the Dolphins week 10. So it's week 8, 10, and 12. So you get the Dolphins on that Monday night, week 10. And then week 12, you get the Eagles on a Sunday night. So that is great. I think the respect factor is back as well. But the worst stretch is really that week 12 through week 16, the Philly at New Orleans, Buffalo, and then at the Niners on a short week. And then at the Jets. I mean, that right there is by far your worst stretch.
Yeah, the Rams play a total of 6 playoff teams this year. The good news is only 2 of those games are away, but the team finished last year 10-7. What's your prediction for 2024, Andrew?
Oh boy. All right. We're going to go through this. Okay. let me go. I'll go 2-0 out of the gate. I'll go 2-1, 3-1. I'll go 4-1, 4-1 into the bye. No, I'll go 4-2.
4-1 into the bye because you're saying they're losing to the Niners. Is that the 4?
Yeah. I'll say Niners or Lions. You're not going to win them both.
Yeah, okay.
Don't at me. So I'll go 4-1 into the bye. I'll go 6-1, lose at Seattle, 6-2. This is tough. Can I go 11-6, but not tell you where the 6 come? How about that? Is that okay?
You know what? This is Andrew's show. I will definitely let you off the hook. But what I do want to know.
Can I explain why? Because you and me, we used to do TV together. Sometimes you turn on the TV, and I'm not going to name a name or name a network, not taking shots at anybody, right? And you see, because this is on multiple networks, you see like the massive screen and they're going to go win, loss, win, loss, win, 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 loss, loss, win, win, win. Like, it's May.
Yeah, no, I love that, like, when they do that. It's so early.
Hey, it's called Feeding the Beast. You're on 12 months a year. It's the only thing in town. I've done it a million times. I'll do it a million more times. But I'm just going to pull back the curtain and tell you, we're guessing at that point. We're guessing. Okay? It's win-loss, win-loss. And then players get mad. They at you. It feeds the beast. Not that anyone's trying to tick anyone off, but it's like the cycle of life. And that's how the sausage gets made. That's not a big secret. Everybody knows that. But like picking games in May, going win-loss, win-loss, win-win-win-win-win, loss-loss. I mean.
Yeah, thank you. You heard it here first.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all speculation. Fantasy,
of course it
reality,
is.
It's all speculation. So I appreciate, you know, look, at the end of the day, we love our football. We want to know what Andrew thinks based on his particular opinion and expertise. Obviously, you're very familiar with the team. So you said,
well, how about this? They're going to split with the Niners, win here, lose up there on the short week after the Bills. Can I do that?
Fair. Okay. So what was the final record?
I'm going to go 11-6, and they're going to win in New York over the Jets. They're going to beat Aaron Rodgers there if Aaron makes it to week 16. I'm going to go 11-6.
11-6. Okay.
Yes.
And they're going to the postseason, and they make it far, if not all the way to New Orleans. Hopefully. We'll see.
I would say that if you – in 2018, did they have to play in New Orleans in the regular season, Coscarelli? Do you know? This is live Googling right here, because I have visions of 2018 here, and I'm going to explain why in a second. Teams, okay, Rams schedule. This is me live on my iPad. Schedule 2018. Let's go down to 2018 Super Bowl season. Yes, we did play at New Orleans that year. Lost at New Orleans that year. Okay, New Orleans in the preseason, New Orleans during the regular season, New Orleans in the NFC Championship game. So I'm going to say that the Super Bowl is in New Orleans and that the Rams have to play in New Orleans this year as well, mm-hmm. which has memories of 2018, which means, ooh. Yes, they could make it back to the Super Bowl this year. I see. I'm not an astrologer. I don't believe in that garbage, but I see a connection here between 2018. How about that?
I mean, you know what? That's a hot take. That is a hot take, and I will take it. 11 and 6.
I just made it up. There you go.
As Andrew said, it's May, but I love it. And there's no better person to have gotten this than having someone like you. So, Andrew, thank you for making the time. I appreciate it. I got to get you back. Have the best preseason. Beers soon, because I didn't get to talk to you enough and see any dance moves. And so I'm now officially mad at you because that was
okay.
That was part of the deal.
I can promise you one out of two, and the one is not dance moves. So pick a time and we'll do it.
Damn it. Anybody want to see Andrew Siciliano dance other than me? That would be
no. All right. No.
Listen, we'll debate that. We'll debate that like your dad, who was on the debate team, which I thought is amazing. What's your dad's name again?
Steve.
Steve Siciliano. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, I'll see you soon. Thank you for doing this and have an amazing preseason. You can catch Andrew Siciliano preseason Rams The Voice on ABC7. Thanks again, Andrew.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.